פסוק ד'. ויאמר משה, כה אמר השם כחצוץ הלילה, אני יוצא בסרט מצרים. In the middle of the night, God says, I am going to come out to Besof Mitzrayim, in the middle of Egypt, and Mace called Chor Beretz Mitzrayim. And all the firstborn of Egypt are going to die, etc., etc. The difficulty here is, why the stress of Ani Yotzei, that God says that He Himself is going to go out and the firstborn will die. What is this expression of Ani Yotzei? And then in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, it's stressed even more. Ani, it's me. It's not my Sheliach. It's not Ani Veloi Malach. Remember in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Ani Veloi Malach, Ani Veloi Sheliach. Ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekvodo Be'atzmoi. God Himself. Now, what difference does it make if God kills the Egyptian firstborn, or his messengers killed the Egyptian firstborn? I mean, then it's not God. If it's loyal de Malach, loyal de Shaliach, loyal del Sorov, and if it would be a Sorov or a Shaliach or a Malach, how would it take away from the greatness of Hashem? Why does it have to be God Himself? Why the stress that it's God Himself? So, I saw in the Maral, in the Gvuros Hashem, says like this, that, put this like this, he says, he says that Yetzias Mitzrayim, in other words, the actual experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim is midnight of the 15th of Nisan. That is the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning, the impact that Yetzias Mitzrayim made on the Jew is concentrated on that second, on the moment of Makas Bchoros. In other words, Makas Bchoros, that moment of Makas Bchoros, made a roshem, made an impact in our character. That impact is that from that point on, we actually become free. What does it mean that we become free? We may become from that point on physically slaves, in other words, they may tell us what to do, but the essence of our personality is always to be free. This is why we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim even though we are in Goles again, he says. Right? Even though we are in exile again, why do we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim? We are again in Mitzrayim. What difference does it make if it's Mitzrayim or it's Persia or it's Babylonia? He says it makes a tremendous difference. Because in Yetzias Mitzrayim, our souls were enslaved. Not only our bodies were enslaved, our souls were enslaved. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, the nature of the Jew is to be free even though he's physically a slave. Since everything that Hashem does has by the very nature of the fact that God did it, it makes it eternal. This is why it has to be Hashem Himself who takes the Jews out of Egypt. If it's anybody else, there are limitations. Only Hashem Himself is eternal. The eternity of that freedom of the Jew, says the Maharal, is what it means by Ani Yotzei Besof Mitzrayim. I am taking you out, no one else. But I found in the Amek Dovor such a incredible, such a tremendous chidush, such a very, very deep chidush, that it's not only concerning this, but it gives us an insight into a lot of things that I think I'm even going to read certain parts of it, because if you take a look later on, it says like this: why are the Bechoros of the Jews, how did they become holy? How were they sanctified? They were sanctified because the firstborn of the Egyptians died. Right? That's what it says. Because I went out in Egypt and I killed them.